Welcome to Texas Illustrated, presented by BMW. I am your host, John Harris, and it's time to take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. It's a unit talked a lot about by the Texans and the coaching staff as being young and athletic. Well, I'm going to throw another word, perhaps vulnerable. Yeah, the muscle hamster, Doug Martin from Tampa Bay, had a big day against the Jaguars defense last week. How do you do it? What do they take advantage of? Well, keep this in mind. The Texans are fourth in the league in passing. So what do you expect to see from the Jaguars? Hopefully, a lot of nickel. That means we're putting five DBs out on the field. We'll take a look at it right here. There's one, two, three, four, and then your free safety back here playing man free. So Jaguars are man free, six guys in the box. Tampa Bay's in 10 personnel, meaning one back, no tight ends. This is something the Texans haven't used as much because they really have only four wide receivers, but they did it last year against Philadelphia, and they gave a lot of running room inside. Well, on this play, the Jaguars give up a lot of running room inside because of that look. As you see this play start, you'll see Doug Martin take a handoff. They're going to run a little power, and everybody's got a hat on a hat. You got chop block here. You got two linebackers occupied there and there, and look at all this space that Doug Martin has to bounce or to go up inside, and you got your free safety all the way back here. He's got all kinds of room. Running against nickel is perfect. And this, you'll see Doug Martin take this up the field, and look at all that room he's got. He eludes one guy, and the muscle hamster is making some ground. Now, that's Arian Foster. What do you think he's going to be able to do against a Jaguars nickel? Now, you can see it from the end zone shot, just how the Buccaneers attack. They pop the guard around, but look right here. There's your linebackers there and there getting knocked out of there, and look at the room that he's got to run right here. The Texans have led the league or gotten close to leading the league in passing. They haven't run the ball as well. Maybe going to a little bit more diversified attack, spreading them out just like Tampa Bay did, might give them the opportunity to run the ball a little bit better with Arian Foster and company against the Jacksonville Jaguars defense on Sunday.